Leviticus 9:23. Blessed people. I want to talk to you about how every one of us has a ministry of blessing other people. In the book of Leviticus chapter 9, we see the priestly ministry beginning for Aaron and his sons. Let's look at verses 22 through 24 together. The Bible says, "Then Aaron lifted his hand toward the people, blessed them, and came down from offering the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the peace offerings. And Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting, and came out, and blessed the people. Then the glory of the Lord appeared to all the people. And fire came out from before the Lord, and consumed the burnt offering, and the fat on the altar. When all the people saw it, they shouted and fell on their faces." What a powerful section of scripture. We see Moses and Aaron coming out of the tabernacle of meeting, blessing the people, and then the glory of the Lord appeared to the people. Here's what I want you to understand, that just because Moses and Aaron were priests of Israel doesn't mean that they and they alone had the ability to bless people, resulting in the glory of the Lord appearing to the people. What I'm getting at is that if you are in Christ Jesus, you are also a priest. The only criteria from the Word of God in order to be a priest is to be in Christ Himself. You don't have to be part of a religious system in order to receive the title of priest. The Bible clearly tells us that if we are believers in Jesus, we are in the priesthood. If you don't believe me, please turn to the book of Revelation, and let's look at chapter 1, verses 5 through 6. The Bible says, "And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Jesus has made us priests instantly as soon as we accept Jesus into our heart. If you've never accepted Jesus into your life and you want to, repeat this quick and simple prayer after me right now in the name of Jesus. "Dear Lord, please come into my heart. Be Lord of my life. Wash me in your blood and cleanse me from all sin. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen." Now, since you are in Christ, you have become a priest for the Lord, which means you have a ministry. We are all called into ministry to some sort. It doesn't matter what you do, what your occupation is, whether you're the pastor of a huge church or somebody completely behind the scenes, the ministry that we are called into, at the very least, is that of blessing other people. I want you to look at this here really quickly. In verse 23, it says that Moses and Aaron went into the tabernacle of meeting. What was the tabernacle of meeting? It was a place where they spent time with God. So first we see Moses and Aaron spending time with God.